There's a code of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
You're under an incredible evil tyranny, folks. There's no debate about that. It's right in your face. And it's up to y'all to stand up and do the right thing now. Because you'll be in hell for your entire, and children after you, in hell. In a monitored cradle-to-grave system of authoritarianism. I should say that was what the trick of the elect is electric. That's what you're in now. This is their power. And many years ago I said it's very demonic. And I mentioned too, an old preacher who's dead now, he mentioned, because it was Christians at one time that at least were up on these kind of things, you know. And some of them stayed out. They wouldn't adapt into the post 9/11 thing like most have gone into, so they can keep their standard of living up. No, you've got to stand up against evil at times, and you don't participate in it. And you've got to speak out about it. And it is evil. And stop going goo-ga-ga, you know, with the latest gadgetry that's there. Because that old preacher said something. He was a rogue in many ways, but he did say something. He says that Satan could never take over the world without the computerized system. This is his time.
This cabal, as you call it, you know as well as I do that there is a sizable community out there that believes that the Illuminati is structured in such a way. You have the soldiers, the foot soldiers of the Illuminati that invade every every aspect of life, in the churches, in the schools, city councils, everywhere. And then above that, I'm according to this structure, there are layers upon layers, and finally you get to the top, and there is a group simply called the Nine. And above the Nine, they claim, is Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this cabal structure? I mean, because others certainly see some occult aspect to it. In fact, maybe even satanic. Do you subscribe at all to that?
You'd have to go into... it's more Luciferian, really. That's why Albert Pike, in his Morals and Dogma, and he was the sort of grandfather or pope of Freemasonry, his own book, he said that Lucifer is God. And of course, Madame Blavatsky, who also was set up to be the first female Mason, said the same thing, that Lucifer is God. Make no mistake, she says. So what they mean by that, most of them really simply mean pure reason and intellect. Most of them believe that at the top. You're allowed to believe anything else you want at the top, but they must all believe that pure reason, rationale, and intellect has the right to rule, and they've gone to the guise of Luciferianism. On the other hand, there's no doubt whatsoever that if you look at Satanism was also linked with this group, as say back in the Middle Ages, because they had a theory that bringing children into the world was not really a nice thing to do. The world was evil, and they did have sort of orgies, by the way, common orgies, and any offspring from those orgies supposedly were put to death, and they believed that they did the child a favor, you know. So it's a very intense, involved religion that most people are unaware of even existed. You always see the Freemasonic side of it, the persecution side, but you never get to know why they were being persecuted. They were being persecuted because they literally were taking the Catholic Church head on, and they thought they could win and take over. And that's what started the Last Crusade. But they did believe there were two gods. And they believed that Satan technically was the lord of the world, and that the other god had given spirit to man through a trick of the lower god. But they also believed that they could perfect this world, make that which was left imperfect perfect by their own intellect, etc., which again matches what the biblical students would know as Satanism. So technically it's the same agenda as what Satan is supposed to have declared. He declared when he was cast down to earth that he would, through his own intellect and will, rebuild everything in the world and reach high up into the heavens and go higher than all the gods. So technically you could use either. For the atheist, you could say, yes, Luciferianism is pure intellect, so they use Luciferianism, or you could say Satanism, because it's the same agenda if you stand back and look at it. Yeah.
Now, a long time ago, I thought about what they meant by a Satan character, an embodiment or personification, really, of all evil. Poneros, as the Greeks called it. And when you look at gods or devils, it's no coincidence they have human attributes, because they take the extremes from one to the other of human attributes and project it onto their deities. Devil characters, Satan characters, have all the cunning, always all the cunning on their side, you'll notice. The trickster. That which can deceive and play a chess game with you as the pawn without you being aware that you're even on the board. That's the cunningness we're talking about, is the cunningness of the psychopath, who's very quick and agile with their mind. It's a gift they have, if you want to call it a gift. They don't have to work at it, it's there. This can be reinforced through character training by their own elite families, so that they don't give the game away. They know how to play the game and what the public expect to see and hear. Well, they can still play the game and be very quick. On the bottom end of the same spectrum, the same types, you'll find the con man in the street who has his various kinds of cons going on, his stings, you know. And the trick with a good con man is to pull people in by giving, you give a format initially for a person to perceive. You know how they're going to perceive it. And then you help, but you don't lead, but you help to lead them along the process that a normal human being will go through as he tries to figure something out, until at the end the person is stuck and says, my God, I've been swindled, when it suddenly hits them. They've lost everything and they can't figure out how on earth they managed it, because they were played all the way through by a psychopathic con man or woman.
And the thing too with Satanism, really it's the same old thing from another angle. We're all one in Satan, of course, and you'll see that in possession movies, etc., or the history of people who are possessed, where the demons say, we are one, we are legion, we are many, but we are one. And so, really, they're taking you back into the same trap of the dialectic, just in another way. And anyway, you have to believe in that one particular type of God to believe in a Satan. So you're back into Christianity, Judaism versus Satan, you see. They're bringing you back into the same religion, only from a different angle. And they've got to realize that most people on the planet don't believe in Judaism or Christianity. That's a hard thing for people in America to accept, but that happens to be the truth. There are many, many other religions with vast followers, and Satan has many, many meanings, starting from the ancient Aramaic word of Shaitan. It's the same old thing. Satan is it really is a composite of everyone together and all the bad side of human nature, personified into supposedly a being. Because if
And going back to that same religion of Christianity, if the kingdom of heaven is within you, then so is the kingdom of hell. It's up to you which one you manifest in your immediate vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So don't be fooled by these guys.
Oh, I'm not fooled by it. I was just concerned for some other people that might hear somebody talking about individualism, and you're always saying be an individual, that they might get kind of caught up with this.
Yeah, well, they have to. Yeah, they'd have to be, as I say, stuck in a particular mode of religion already to even connect that kind of thing at all. I'll tell you another thing, too. See, governments since the 1800s have been sending out people as gurus and leaders to mislead the public, because they give you pastime religions that render you harmless, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't participate in life. You don't want to know the negative aspects of what's happening around you. So you're basically neutralized from participating in creating a future. And I've actually met some that are employed by the Canadian government from the federal government. They're sent out into the public. And they do pull little sort of spells, you might call it, but with the use of drugs. I've seen it done on someone I knew very well.
Hmm.
And he ended up in Wiccanism because of that incident. And she worked for the federal government, jet-setting across the planet in a particular department. So they do train these people. Every government does in the West, to go out into the world and create mystery and confusion, as they call it. And vast amounts of people, unfortunately, generally follow them, and they go round in circles until they're a basket case, and they mix fact with fiction so that it ridicules the fact when the fiction is lumped in amongst it. But this does go on, and, you know, you find even the guy who was the head of the Church of Satan before, Anton LaVey, you know, which was the allegorical name he had made up, you find that he worked for the U.S. Intelligence Service. There was a guy at the top of the U.S. Intelligence Service running that system for.
Mm.
That tells you all you really need to know.
Oh.
It's a psyops control. It's psychological operations. And believe you me, we live in it. It's all around us. The whole reality we're given. Even your regular media, the comedies, the movies you see, is nothing but psyops approved.
Could you, Alan, this is my curiosity, and I think it still might be interesting to many others. You kind of summed up the situation in the Baca very quickly in terms of the unification of spirit and extension of life, and the reason why maybe Hannah and Marie Strong have cultivated this series of spiritual groups, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, etc., for their own purposes in some way, but I can't quite get my mind around it yet. Could you explain that a little better?
Well, yes. Everything that's happened for the last couple of hundred years, or maybe more, they've always needed the compliance of the public. And we do. We go along with everything that happens. World wars come along. We go along with it. Unquestioningly, we're taxed more for wars, as always, to keep us safe. And meanwhile, every war, like Carl quickly said, is to change society. That's its main function, because governments grow exponentially when the wartime is there. They take over all industries, all agriculture, everything that's vital for survival. They take it over, but they never let it go. And that's the reason for modern warfare, is to take over every facet of human existence and put it into the hands of bureaucracies that serve their masters at the top. So they need us to acquiesce. We acquiesce to so much in our lifetimes by our silence. We say nothing. Now, for years, when we thought we had it good, especially in the Americas, in the 50s and 60s, when there was a sigh of relief after world wars and people tried to have some a good life themselves, they forget that Truman, for instance, wrote into law a series of ongoing wars. They realized that without World War II, the Great Depression wouldn't have stopped. People don't realize it wasn't just the 20s. It went right through the 30s, too. It was World War II and the borrowing of money that suddenly appeared. Of course, they had none before, but suddenly they could borrow money and they could have a world war. That's what pulled them out of the depression. And they were afraid to go right back into it because half their industry was based on war production and materials. And so for 50 years, you've had wars all over the planet, ongoing wars. Latin America, the School of Americas has been training people and sending them down there to assassinate and kill and slaughter for 50 years. Ongoing wars. So when we were dancing it away and having a good time, we were oblivious to the fact that people were getting slaughtered all over the planet. And anyone who wouldn't go along with this world agenda or adopt the same culture, which is also an imperative, they won't allow any other competing culture to exist as this one or nothing, then it'd have to be eliminated. Well, we're seeing it all come together today, because the only countries left are those in the Middle East that are different and they're not standardized. We're seeing the standardization of the whole planet.
From myself, Alan Watt, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.